at the time of when you are planning to light. In other words, you're eating a meal in one location and you're sleeping in a different location. Where do you light Hanukkah candles? Okay, this is one of the most complex shilas on Hanukkah. What do? You're eating, let's say you're going to your children for a Hanukkah party, and you're going to be at your children's home at, let's say, 4 o'clock. And you're going to go, and now the party's going to go.
Same idea.
Shabbos is a little bit easy, because Shabbos you're going to be sleeping over. There by your children. So then you certainly should light in your children's home. But let's say you're going to go to a Hanukkah party, and you're going to get there early. So you're going to arrive at, say, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, you're already going to arrive, and you're going to be there until 10 o'clock, and then you're going to go home. You'll be home 10:30 at night, and you're going to sleep in your home. Where should you light Hanukkah candles? Should you light Hanukkah candles at home when you get home at 10 o'clock, or should you light Hanukkah candles at the party with your children? So this is a really, really tough question, and It's really not so clear. Not so clear what to do. Now there's another issue which you have to mention. If you're not going to get home until 10 o'clock and you want to light in the place where you're going to sleep, again, the two issues are: where is your bias? Is your bias where your food is, or is your bias where you sleep? Normally, it's both together. I'm having dinner in this location. I'm sleeping in this location. But what happens when you divide the eating against the sleeping? So the truth is, this is a very big machlokes ha-poskim. Some say that you should follow the place where you sleep, and some say you should follow the place where you eat. And if you do like either or, you're covered. There is, though, another issue which could make a very big difference, and that is you're not allowed to eat until you light Hanukkah candles. This is a very, very big problem. Not everyone knows this halacha, and everyone really appreciates the chomer hadavar. It is forbidden to eat until you do the mitzvah. Now, let's use this as a springboard to discuss the general concept. Every single night, after Tzeis HaKachavim, there is a mitzvah deraisa to recite Kriya Shema. Many people, they go to Minyan for Ma'ariv late at night. They go to Daven Ma'ariv at 9:30, at 10 o'clock, at 10:30, maybe 8 o'clock. Everyone has a different zman. And some people daven at home, but they don't daven Ma'ariv until before they go to sleep. People have a certain routine when they daven Ma'ariv. In the winter time, this time of the year, it gets dark. By 5:30, it's Vaday Laila, according to everyone already. For 5, 6 o'clock, whatever it is, it's Vaday Laila. So it's certainly already the zman of Kriya Shema min haTorah. Kriya Shema is a din deraisa. It's a general rule that once the zman of a mitzvah deraisa has arrived, you are not allowed to engage in other activity before you are makayim the mitzvah. So the question then is, why then do we see today people are not makbid not to eat or to do other activities after it gets dark, before they daven Ma'ariv, or at least before they recite Kriya Shema? You never saw someone, what time is now? It's now 5:45. I have to stop this meeting. I have to say Kriya Shema. I can't. You come home from work. It's 6 o'clock. You tell you, I can't eat dinner now. The first thing is I have to say Kriya Shema. But you're going to go to Ma'ariv at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. I know, but I have to say Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is deraisa. I'm not allowed to eat until I do the mitzvah deraisa.
I've never heard of anyone saying Kriya Shema before Ma'ariv. Usually you say it, if you daven Ma'ariv too early, then you say it. I never heard. Really?
So why not? So, but you should be mechuyu. You just like when it comes to shachris. By shachris, you say you're not going to daven Kriya Shema with the minyan before the zman Kriya Shema. So they make an announcement in the shul. Everyone should say Kriya Shema before davening starts. You should be the same thing at night, because once the mitzvah is upon you, you have an obligation to do the mitzvah, and you're not allowed to do anything before you do that mitzvah. How come we do not see people today being makir on this halacha? So the answer is because the mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema is the entire night. In our Torah, you can say Kriya Shema until Alos HaShachar. Number two, you have a routine. You have multiple reminders. You say Kriya Shema part of davening Ma'ariv. Every night you have a routine. You go to Ma'ariv at 9 o'clock. You don't miss. Or that's just how it is. You're built into a unique routine, and that is enough to rely upon that you're not going to forget to say Kriya Shema this evening. The only reason why Chazal tells us that you're not allowed to do a mitzvah, you're not allowed to eat or engage in other activity until you do the mitzvah, is because you're going to forget. Once you start getting swept up in some other activity, which is engaging, involves your full concentration, you're going to forget to do the mitzvah. If you are going to go to a minyan, you every single night have a minyan at 9:30, 10 o'clock, then that's your routine. You're not going to forget. And the proof is because you have not forgotten for the last 6 months, the last 10 years, you have not forgotten, so you're not going to forget tonight either. However, that is a very good excuse only in regard to a mitzvah. Now, there are two things that are going in advantage, going for Kriyat Shema, in our example. Number one, it is a mitzvah you do every single day of the year. So you're not going to forget. You're in the routine. Number two, the zman of reciting Kriyat Shema is the entire night. You're not limited to a few moments. Okay, you're not limited. You're not limited to. You're not limited to a, it's the whole night. Now let's discuss the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah. What is the zman of Mikra Megillah? The whole night. You can recite Mikra Megillah from the time of Tzitzit all the way until Leilat HaShachar. Is Mikra Megillah done every single night of the year? No, it's only done once a year. So Mikra Megillah is much, much worse, is much more dangerous than Kriyat Shema. Because Mikra Megillah, if I don't lay in the Megillah immediately, if I go have dinner, I come home, go to work, I was not able to go to shul for Mikra Megillah, I came home a little bit late, I had to go to work, it's now whatever time, and my wife says, okay, let me first serve you a good dinner. I eat the dinner, and then after I have dinner, I go, because you were fasting, it was time to assess, right? It was time to assess, I have some dinner, and then, oh, I take a phone call, and then, oh, I prepare the Mashalach Manas for tomorrow. Before you blink, guess what? You forgot about Mikra Megillah, and you wake up the next morning and you missed out. Because it's only once a year, the chances of you forgetting are very, very high. But it has an advantage. I don't have to do the Megillah now. I can do the Megillah 11 o'clock at night.
But the onus is on you to do it as soon as you can.
L'chatchila. I mean, yes and no. Zrizim makdimim l'mitzvahs. That's a general principle in every single mitzvah. The onus is upon you to do the mitzvah as soon as you possibly can because of zrizim makdimim. But not as soon as possible because the truth is you have the entire night. Ner Chanukah is unique in this category of all the mitzvahs for two very important reasons. Number one, it's only once a year. Okay, not one day. 8 days is considered to be once a year because 8 days is only 8 days compared to 365 days a year. Number two, this is very critical, which makes it unique. The zman to light Ner Chanukah is very limited. It's a half an hour, the first half an hour of when after nightfall, whatever that means. Either it's before nightfall, after nightfall, in the middle of nightfall, when it's getting dark, when people are coming home from work, until the people, the merchants who sell candles and oils, and the people who sell wood, for fuel for fire in the street, the Tarmudai, while they're still available. The window of opportunity to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, is extremely limited to a very, very small time. B'diyeved, if you don't do the mitzvah the earliest zman, you can do the mitzvah the whole night. That's true. You can do the mitzvah until Alayis HaShachar. But that's only a b'diyeved. That's only but the other. They have a lot of very big problems. If you light the Ner Chanukah at 12 o'clock at night, you got a big problem. There's a very big shot if you can make a bracha, and the police can say you're allowed to wake up your old family members. You have to wake them up. Gezel Shena, you're stealing their sleep. Hopefully, they'll be moichel you because if they don't, you don't wake them up and they don't look at your Ner Chanukah. It can very well be that your Ner Chanukah is a bracha levatol because it's not the zman. The zman is to light when the sun sets. And if you're not doing it in the Zman, then you have to have a backup of at least you have to have some degree of Pirsume Nisa. If you're all alone in Siberia, all alone, you're lighting your Chanukah, and there's no one going to see the Ner Chanukah, you still make a bracha, provided you light the Ner Chanukah Bizman. The Zman is the earliest time, yeah.
There's a Rabbi Hoffman wrote an article today
in the Jewish press. Your Hoffman?
About the ideal time. And he raised the following shadow, which is saying, people work later today. Don't get home at, let's say, sunset today will be approximately 4:25. Mm-hmm. 10, 20 minutes after astronomical sunset is what, 20 to 5. Most people are still on the train, on the road, they're working. So there is the following shala. Your wife is home. Should your wife light for you? Or no, wait till I'm going to be home dear at 6 o'clock. So if you take your statement right now, Rabbi, that you're not home in Monashov at the ideal time to light. Are you going to have Pashumi Nisa? That's not a question. Your wife will be up, kids will be up, whatever. Which is preferable? Should your wife light for you at the proper time, meaning 10, 20 minutes after astronomical sunset, or should say no? You're going to wait till 6 o'clock, 6:30, 7. I'm working late tonight here. I can't get home. I don't know what the answer is.
So what is he saying?
He
he says preferable is that there's somebody in the household. I have a shot, I remember,
we'll
I asked Avraham Moshe Zimmerman years ago. And he even went further. I said, can I do it over the phone? Because I'm at work at 5 o'clock. And my wife's home and she can light for me. But I can't, I'm not even there to see it. He said, you can do it. He passed for me that you can do it over the phone.
Both brachas. Both brachas. Okay. This question you're asking is a very complicated question. There are many chalukidayas, and so I want to hear what he had to say. From what I've seen, the basic consensus is that you're touching upon the issue is, does halacha change because the mitzvah has changed? And the time of Chazal, when they were masak in the midst of Ner Chanukah, the reality was, at 45 minutes after sunset, whatever it is, when it gets dark, there's no one on the street.
But he brings down the Ritva. The Ritva was different. Ross says in economy that the merchants leaving the large in front of the wood guys left right up by something. He said that's changed.
Oh.
By era to era, he said it no longer applies.
Oh, so that's a very hot statement you just made. That's a very controversial statement you made. And that is, do we say since in today's day and age technology has changed the world, night is the equal to day, people work the whole night, the workday is not over, it does not depend on when the sun sets. The workday is over at a certain point of time. Today, it's going to be more complex because due to technology, there is no day, there is no night. People are working 24-7 almost. Not everyone comes into work every day, you work remotely. So the question, there are people that are on the street. There are certainly people walking the streets until 8 o'clock, 8, 9 o'clock. No question about it. There are people walking in the streets until 8 o'clock. You can't say not. Once you get it ready to 9, 10 o'clock, it gets more sparse. 11 o'clock...
depends on your neighborhood where you live.
True. Right. You're right. That's true. In Borough Park, it's a little more level. You're right. That's right. In Manhattan, that's right. You're right. I take it back. You have to. So the other question, does halacha change? Do we say this, that it says in the Gemara that you have to light the Ner Chanukah when it gets dark, only until there's some wood merchants out in the street peddling wood for people that need fuel, or do, because that's the way it was in ancient times, when the work, and when it gets dark, and they were up to work with the first ray of dawn. But today, where it's a modern world, and we have electricity, and we have lights, the people are in the street for longer hours, so therefore there's no such thing anymore. Today, lichatchila, you can light your Ner Chanukah at 7 o'clock. Or do we say, it could very well be the world has changed, but the halacha does not change one iota. Or maybe it's somewhere in between. And every area of halacha has its own set of... you could ask this question in every area of halacha. How do we deal with it in regard to Chanukah? And the answer, like everything else, is machloikis. Machloikis ha-poiskim, how we deal with it. Pretty much, we try as much as we can to light the earliest zman. That's the ideal thing to do. We're going to work with the principle that just because the world has changed, the halacha does not change. That's the way it was instituted, and that's the way it's going to be forever, whether we like it or not. Or, but b'di'eved, if a person can't get home from work, no one's home, the children are still in school, take something to get home, my wife is working, no one's going to come together until it's 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night. So, if that's the situation, then we take a lenient approach, and you can definitely lie with the brach on your yoytzei the mitzvah. L'may nafkamina. The nafkamina is where, now there are two elements of the mitzvah. Number one, there's the element of doing the mitzvah, of lighting the Ner Chanukah. There's a second element in the mitzvah, and that is persume nisa. People should see it, should talk about it, there should be some interaction. So the nafkamina is, if you are all alone in Siberia, who knows where in the North Pole, there's no Jews and no Goyim. Because that's another dilemma. Who's supposed to see the Ner Chanukah? Jews or Goyim? Maybe the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is that Goyim, the Talmudoi. It's a big machlokes. Who are the Talmudoi? Are they Jews? Are they Goyim? Why does the Gemara mention them? Maybe because we want them to see the Ner Chanukah. Maybe it means Jews. Jews which were wood peddlers. These are all very big debates to which there is no clear answer. But let's say, for argument's sake, you live in a place where there's no one but you. You are all alone, one man alone. Are you mechuyif light Ner Chanukah? Absolutely. Absolutely. Provided you do it bizman. But if you're the only person, there's no human being in your vicinity, and now it's past the ikr zman, then we take into account the opinion that holds that the Ner Chanukah can only be lit bizman, and we don't, there's a set time, And if you're letting it after the set time, it's only b'diavad. And the only reason why we're going to be makel when you do it during that time is because there will at least be the other element of what the Ner Chanukah is about, and that there should be persume nisa. But if there's no persume nisa, you're living somewhere no one's going to see it, then you don't light.
Isn't that persume nisa to yourself?
That's the lighting. No, the persume nisa, persume means to publicize. This when you light it, that's for yourself. Lighting the Ner Chanukah, it's also Pirsim, you're correct, but part of the Pirsim is someone else. Someone else. So that's why the Paiskim said, you come home very late at night, you come home 12 o'clock at night, and there's no one on the streets. Okay, no one's really on the streets. It depends where. Let's say in this neighborhood. 12 o'clock on the street, anyone that's walking on the street is right away a suspect. What are you walking around? They're watching, and what are you looking? You're looking at, you're trying to break in someone's house, go in someone's car, right? All the cameras are focused on this guy. What is this guy doing? So it's not a normal time. Therefore, the place comes, if you come up at 12 o'clock at night, there's no one else, you have no one, you cannot make a bracha. You cannot make a bracha. Because it's not the Zman to light Ner Chanukah, and there's no one around. You can't expect 1 o'clock in the morning, you're going to 12 o'clock, you're going to find someone walking down the street within half an hour, you're going to look at you, you're going to turn his face and look at your Ner Chanukah. You cannot make a bracha. The only solution is, wake up someone. Wake up someone in your family, or go wake up a neighbor. If they'll kill you for that, then if you're not going to be very happy being woken up in the middle of the night, then what can you do? Oynis Rachmana Patre. But if you have someone in your home, they're not going to hate you for waking them up in the middle of the night. You should wake them up for a mitzvah. You wake them up. They should come and look at the menorah for 10 seconds, so that you can be yoytzi. You need two eyeballs. Two eyeballs on your menorah, even one eyeball probably be enough, on your menorah, so you can be yoytzei the mitzvah of lokas haneiros.
Rabbi, if you're at someone else's house, and you're eating there...
Okay, we'll get that. When you get to that.
Light candles.
Yes.
Okay, but you're not lying. Can you be yoytzei with them, even though you may go home and light yourself?
Okay, we're going to come to that. I want to come to that in one moment. I want to just bring out the point that we're going to come back to exactly that question.
Excuse me. You say that technology has improved, and halacha is the same.
I didn't say that. I said, I said, there's halacha, and the halacha in the ancient times was based upon a presumption of a certain mitzvah. Today the mitzvah changed. Yeah. So there's a debate. Does the halacha change because the mitzvah has changed? And each area of every single siman in Shulchan Aruch, you have to ask the question again. You may apply the rule for one siman in Shulchan Aruch, but you do not apply that same rule for a different siman in Shulchan Aruch. We're only discussing Chanukah. The Gemara says the Zman is persume nisa when people are in the street. When are they in the street? At night. How does it apply today? Do not elaborate from that, whatever the halacha will be, when it comes to another siman in the Shulchan Aruch. Every area is completely different, and is basically the assumption where most of the Pesachim work is Lechatchila, try not to change the Yikr Zman. Go back like in ancient times, where it's not feasible, it's not practical. You have leeway. You have leeway until a reasonable amount of time into the evening. But once you get to a certain point in the evening when you don't have any Persume Nisa at all, then no good. So there are really three Zmanim. There's the Ikr Zman, you can do it if you're all alone. Then there is a period of time when the Zman is over. Let's say it's 50 minutes after Tzeisak HaChavim, okay, so you're ready, that's it. It's only half an hour after Tzeisak HaChavim, what's called Tzeisak HaChavim, and now you're going, let's say, in this flappish neighborhood, let's say until 9 o'clock at night, people are walking on the streets, okay, you'll find 9 o'clock, that's phase two. And then after you get to from 9 o'clock, I don't really know where you're going to end it, until Alis HaShachar, then you're in phase three. Phase three, you have to wake someone up to tell you to look. Phase two, you can light. You can light. You can assume that you could have a right to assume that someone will pass by in a car on the street, and from the corner of his eye, he'll see your Ner Chanukah and you're okay.
Okay.
We discussed that. Okay. There are different opinions of when is the Zman to light. If you want to try to chaperein all of them together, you light about 25 minutes after sunset. 25 minutes after sunset, you're touching upon a moment of time which overlaps with the vast majority of opinions of when you should light. There's one opinion that says the Zman of lighting is sunset. There's another opinion that says the Zman of lighting is after the stars come out. And then there are opinions that say somewhere in the middle. 25 minutes after sunset is a moment of time where you get in that one moment of time, you touch upon most of the different opinions as to when is the ideal time to light. But the trade-off is, if you're lighting 25 minutes after sunset, you have to have enough oil that it should last for approximately at least an hour. Not a half an hour, because it should go all the way until the Zman after. If you don't do that, it's also good. If you half an hour, is also good, because there's always an opinion what to rely upon when you light. One thing is, I have to make it clear. Lighting candles is not like Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, you lay in Kriya Shema after the stars come out. Hanukkah, it's not as din lighting Hanukkah when it's Vaday Laila. The purpose of lighting Hanukkah candles is at a time when it's getting dark and the people are coming home. It's a different Zman. How does that Zman overlap with the stars coming out of Kriya Shema? Okay, it's different. It's a different type of Zman. Now, let's just want to go back to this point I want to make. Then we'll come back and discuss all the shalos of guests. It's really to appreciate this point. Lichatchila, the Zman of lighting Hanukkah candles is very limited. In fact, I don't think there's even any mitzvah at all in the whole Shulchan Aruch that has such a limited Zman lichatchila. Kriya Shema, all dinim deraisa. You can do the whole night. You want to go eat little you want to go eat in the sukkah? You can do the whole night. You go matzah until chatzos, and b'diavad, you can eat matzah until alos hashachar. Kriya Shema the whole night. Every single mitzvah, you pretty much got the whole night. You want a bench, right? You ate. I need a bench. How much time do you have to bench? 72 minutes. And you can extend it by taking a sip of water. You can extend it for another 72 minutes. As long as you put something in your mouth within 72 minutes, so you can keep on extending the Zman until you can recite Birchas HaMazon. You can have a meal which goes on for 10 hours. As long as every so often, within 72 minutes, you keep on putting things in your stomach, so that it does not expire to recite Birchas HaMazon. Hanukkah is very unique. Hanukkah, we don't know how to define time, but Hanukkah is only a half an hour. The Zman of Hadlakas Neros is a half an hour. When is it half an hour? Good question. You're really stuck, so you have to cover yourself and light Hanukkah candles a little bit longer, and whatever you're going to do, you're going to take a certain opinion. It's very limited. Thus, Hanukkah has two strikes against it. Strike number one, it's a mitzvah that happens only once a year. I know it's 8 days, but 8 days, as far as I'm concerned, is once a year. Number two, it's a teeny little window of opportunity. It's not like Kriya Shema, which happens every single day of the year, has no strikes against it. Because Kriya Shema is every night of the year, and Kriya Shema is the whole night. It's not like Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah has only one strike against it. It's one day a year. But you can lay in the Megillah the whole night. Ner Chanukah has two strikes against it. It's once a year, and it's a very small window of opportunity to do the mitzvah Kedasu Chedin. Therefore, the halacha of not being permitted to eat before you do the mitzvah is that much more severe. It's that much more chomor. Because we're gonna let you eat something before you blink, you're gonna miss the Zman and you may forget to do it entirely. Kriya Shema, you're not gonna forget. You'll have a nice lavish dinner, and in the middle of dinner you're gonna just pick yourself up and go to shul. Yeah?
One of the nights you'll have a conflict. For example, Friday night.
Okay, well, Friday night.
No, what I'm saying is, why can't I, on the other nights, light earlier as well?
You can, you really can. I'm going to discuss that in one moment. We're going to discuss that in one moment. I just want to bring out this point. This is a very critical point to appreciate, is that it is a dover chomor. You're not allowed to eat until you do the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. This is a serious matter, which unfortunately not everyone is aware that this is the halacha, and it's a davar chomor, and it's much, much more chomor than we don't appreciate, because I say Kriya Shema every night at 10 o'clock, so what's the big deal? And Kriya Shema is deraisa. Ner Chanukah is only midrabanan. You don't understand. Kriya Shema, there's no concern you're going to forget, because every night, and you have a routine, and you have a whole night. Mikra Megillah, not everyone is so makbid. There are many people who comes to Mikra Megillah, they break their fast. They come home from work late, they break their fast, they eat. They're makel. They eat, and then they lay in the Megillah later at 12 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock. That's right. Mikra Megillah, if you're not well, person is very tired, you can't concentrate, whatever it is, you're allowed to eat because you have the whole night to do the Megillah. But Ner Chanukah, you only got a half an hour. And Ner Chanukah takes a second to do, to light the candles. And Ner Chanukah is only once a year. You're not allowed to eat. He writes over here, he's so machmir in this sefer, and he's not from the machmirim here. He says, if you're at work, I got a late night tonight, I got a client, I'm going to be in the office, I'm not coming home until 12 o'clock at night, and my wife is going to wait up for me. You are not allowed to eat. Your wife can eat, by the way. Your wife, because your wife, let's put the wife on the side for a moment. Shouldn't say that, right? You don't put it on the side. But let's just put that on the side, that halacha. Can you believe this chumrah? You're not allowed to eat until 12 o'clock from the time that it's sunset, from the time that the sun goes down. You're not allowed to eat until you light candles, even if it means you're not going to light candles until 12 o'clock at night. If no one is lighting for you, and even though you're not allowed to eat, you have to wait, make sure you have a good hearty lunch, right before the sun sets, eat something that will keep you until 12 o'clock at night, because you're not allowed to. Now, here's the problem. If I'm going to my children for a Hanukkah party, and I'm going to be there when they're lighting candles in their home, but I'm going home because I'm to sleep at home, and I want to take hold of the opinion that the Iker, the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah is Ner Ishu Besoy. You got to be a balabos. You got to light in your bias, your family, which means your where you live. Where do you live? Where you sleep? If you're going to take that opinion of Ner Ishu Besoy, it's where I'm going to sleep, and I'm not coming home until 10 o'clock at night, and now I'm going to a Hanukkah party, I'm not going to light candles for myself until 10 o'clock at night, and my children, they're lighting candles now at 5:30, whatever it is, and they're making a party, I'm going to be part of the party. You got a big problem. You know what? Because you cannot eat. Maybe that's not a problem. Maybe that's something good. It'd be good for your health. Donuts are not antibiotics. There's no such thing as taking two every 3 hours.
What about bagels? Can you have bagels?
If someone is every day, he's going to be pregnant as a pregnant lady.
This presents a problem by chasiners too.
So what do you do? Really, many poskim say the ikar zman to light, the ikar really should be where you sleep. That really is the ikar, where you sleep. However, if you are in a situation where it's the Zman Hadalaka and you're not going to be lighting until you get home, you can't participate in the party. You can't eat. So what is the solution? One of two things. Be makel and light with your children. You can light in their home. Stick around for the meal. If you're going to sit in the Koveya Suda in their home, you can light at the Hanukkah party with your children in their home in the proper Zman. Probably the more ideal thing to do, if you can do it, is light early. You're permitted to light from the Zman of Plag HaMincha. Plag Mincha is an hour and 15 minutes of Shoho Zemanios, which to now is a little bit less than an hour.
So light back in your home?
Light back in your home before sunset. Okay, it is a given that if that safety comes first, that is a given. Okay, it is a given. If that's out, then you got a real problem. No, it's not a problem. No, you can be, but that's a cop out in our generation. Do not be a shutif and make you light your own candles.
But you're going to light candles later on.
No, you're not. You're not going to light candles later on. That's what you're going to do. In this situation where safety is an issue, if someone is staying at home and can watch the candles, let's work with that. Let's say you have someone at home. Make believe. The world of make believe. Let's say there's someone in your home that's going to watch the candles. There's a reliable person. You're going to light the candles in a safe place. And you're going to put in enough oil that it will go. You're going to light in Shoh Zmani. It's an hour and 15 minutes before sunset, which today is a little bit less than an hour.
3:29.
What, 3:29?
It's plag.
So today you light in 3:29, and you'll put enough oil, or the candles will burn long enough that it will go until approximately, 5:30? Something like that? Okay, so from 3:30 to 4:30, 5:30, 2 hours. That's what it has to be. has to go for about 2 hours from Plag to all the way until a half an hour after Tzeis HaKachavim. So for 2 hours, that's a solution. That is, and there's no safety issue. Someone's going to watch the candles for 2 hours. So that you light at 3:29, and then you go at 5 o'clock to your children, and you watch them light candles, and you participate in the party, and then you go home to sleep. So that way, you've lit the candles after Plag HaMincha with a bracha, and you're sleeping in the home where you lit the candles, and it just so happens that in the meantime, you went to go and to a party in the middle. That is a solution. If that is not a solution, because you have to leave to be by the party before 3:29, the car that's coming to take you to the party is leaving at 3 o'clock, and you're not going to be open until 10 o'clock, and you go and you're going to be by your children somewhere else from the time that you leave until 10 o'clock at night, and 10 o'clock, let's say 11 o'clock, and there's going to be no one home, then it would appear that what you should do is you should light together with your children. But you have to eat there. You have to not just nibble on something. You have to sit down and wash and make this into your bias. Make this into a significant mokum for that night, so there should not be a bracha levatola on the Ner Chanukah. Now, you'll tell me it's true. The truth is, if you go into someone else's house, it's not your house. Even your children, even if you're paying rent, even if you paid for the whole house, it's not your house. Just because you support your children lock, stock, and barrel, it does not, it's not your house. You are not Yoitze. The money that they use to purchase the Hanukkah menorah and the oil and the wicks and everything that exists in that house is your money. It doesn't matter. It's not your house. You're not Yoitze. You're not Yoitze the mitzvah. How can you be Yoitze the mitzvah in their house? One of two ways. You give them a pruta. What is a pruta in today's day and age? It's machloikis. Either it's a penny, or it's 5 cents, maybe it's 10 cents by now. So give them a dime. Give them a dime. It means that you have now a partner. You don't have to be a 50-50 partner. You have to be a mix. It's just a fraction, a teeny fraction. I have a partial ownership in your oil, your candles. And now when they light that one Chanukah menorah, you answer amen to their brachos. You must be present. You answer amen. You listen to their bracha. You answer amen to the brachos. And when they light, you have fulfilled your obligation. A better thing is not to give them a pruta. It's much nicer is that you light yourself. Adam, don't give them any money. So because you give them money, you have a problem. You can't make a bracha because their bracha you already yotze. Don't give them one penny for the menorah. Don't be machmir. I'll do both. I'll give you pruta and I'll also light. It's a bracha levatol if you do that. Do not contribute to their Chanukah menorah and bring your own menorah or make a makeshift. Take some whatever. Just put together. Take a tea lights and make. You light yourself. Light yourself in their home. But you have to make it into your home. How will you make it into your home? By washing and eating a meal and sticking around for a significant period of time.
That's how the tea lights will save you when you light Plag HaMincha and you walk away from your house.
It lasts 2 hours?
Yes.
Tea lights last 2 hours? They have different types. Okay, so that's
right.
But you have to light after Plag HaMincha. If you can light in your house bizman, the cloak bizman, and then go to your children, that would be the best thing. Because then you're lighting in your home in the proper zman, you're going to eat by someone else, that's fine, and you come back to sleep in your home, you light candle, so you lit where you sleep. Some Paiskim say no, even if you're going to, the ikar is the eating. There's a machlek yisab, he brings that, he says they're both equal. It sticks in my mind that most Paiskim hold that it's not both equal. That I know where to look this up. I remember we discussed this last year. I remember there, Michal, you told me, what do you do? I remember I had a conversation with you. What do you do?
As far as...
When you go to your children for Hanukkah party,
oh,
what do you light? At home or by your children?
Depends what time.
But let's say the worst scenario. You don't remember? Do you have a lot by your children when you go to Hanukkah party? It happens sometimes?
I think we wait till we get home.
I always wait till I get home.
No,
make sure that we get home.
It's not so simple to do that. Because if you're going to wait until you get home, you're not allowed to eat.
We eat and we wait.
No, you're not supposed to do that. You're not
supposed to
You're not supposed to do that. No, you're not supposed to do that. I'm telling you. This is not correct.
Yeah.
This comes under the category, I know what you're telling.
You're not supposed, you're not allowed to eat until you light Hanukkah candles.
What if you start eating before?
By their house, but you were there, you were participating in the candle lighting.
What do you mean you're participating?
No,
doesn't mean anything. Singing Mosor. It's like, you know, the joke is, what night, I'll tell you to illustrate your point. Let's say it's after Maariv, and you say to someone, "How many? Remind me, what night is tonight? How many candles tonight?" Yes, last night was 3. Like Sira. I can't say tonight is 4, and I'll say tonight is 4, you're already yaitz, you can't make a bracha.
Why can't you light twice when once was a bracha, once without a bracha?
You can do that, but without the second time asking without a bracha. The second time without a question without a bracha.
What if you gave him the presents already?
You're not allowed to eat until you light your Hanukkah candles.
Let's say the time of candle lighting is 5:15. You started the meal at 4:00.
You have to stop.
Yeah.
You have to stop. Why do you have to stop? Because remember the principle. Hanukkah is unique in Shulchan Aruch because 2 strikes against it. It's once a year, and the Zman is half an hour. Kriyat Shema is the whole night, and it's every single night. Megillah is the whole night, even though it's once a year. Hanukkah is once a year, and the Zman is a half an hour. You have to stop in the middle of your meal to stop like Hanukkah candles. That's how it is. You have to stop like Hanukkah candles. And until you light Hanukkah candles, you're not allowed to eat. If you're going to a party in someone else's home, the ideal thing, and you're coming back to sleep in your home, the ideal thing is, and you want to eat. If you don't want to eat, so then wait until you come home. Now, if you're going to come home very, very late, you go like phase 3. If you're going to come home in phase 2, right, there are 3 phases. Phase 1 is the ideal, phase 2 is somewhere in the middle, and then there's very, very late. If you're going to come home very, very late, then that's already no good. Then already you should
chip in.
No, I told you, better than chipping in, you have a choice. Usually you can chip in, but that's cheap. Chipping in is cheap. It's better to light yourself. Bring with you your own menorah, or use like the tea lights, a makeshift menorah. Chipping in is fine. You give them a pruta. You give them a pruta, and this is my partnership with you in the menorah. In time of Chazal, people didn't have that luxury. Oil was expensive. It was a very big deal. So you would cheap it, you contribute. But today, Baruch Hashem, it's not a big deal to take some tea lights and to go put it right next to someone else's menorah and light your candles. If you are not, the ideal thing, if you have to be to a party somewhere at night, and you have to leave to be there before Plag HaMincha, or safety is an issue, even if you have to leave after Plag HaMincha, but safety is an issue, and you're not going to be able to be in your home when the candles during the Zman, right. Then the only, the only solution is to light candles there. There's nothing else you can do. You light the candles in the home of where you're going to be. Let's say only you're going, and not your wife. Your wife is staying home, or vice versa. Then they can light for you, so that you can eat. Because until you mekayim the mitzvah, you're not allowed to eat, and that changes the dynamics of how you deal with these type of situations where people go to different events. So on this Sunday, he asked me the question. He was going back for it. He said to me, he's going to this concert, and he told me all the people were there, famous. I'm not going to say their names. Famous people. So he's going, the concert begins at 6 o'clock. It's called the 6 o'clock. You got to come early, you know, to get a seat, got to wait in line to get in, parking, this, that. So he wants to leave, like, you know, ideally he would like to leave like 5 o'clock, even earlier, 4 o'clock. So whatever it is, like the Zman, when he has to really leave, is really the mamish, the ikar Zman, when you, l'chatila, should light. So what should he do? What?
How much is Pirutah?
A pruta today is either, some say it's the smallest coin in circulation, a penny, some say it's 5 cents or 10 cents. It's a very
matter of copper. I heard from Rabbi George, it was 13 cents.
13 cents?
Yeah.
Wow, okay, could be, okay, fine. So the question over here is, so he said, well, what should I do? He wants to go to a concert. So the concert begins at 6 o'clock. He has to leave basically the same exact time when we dismount to light Hanukkah candles. What time are you coming back? They come back probably like 11 o'clock, 11, 12 o'clock. So what should he do? First of all, if you're going to even wait to come back, you're not going to be able to eat the entire night. Because that's going to be a no-no. He doesn't want to, that's certainly going to be out. So should he? So the question was: should he? Should he? So basically, he should lie and just leave the house right away. That's also not correct. You're not supposed to leave the second after you light candles. You're supposed to stick around a little bit. So I said the only thing you do is light plag mincha, light after plag mincha, and stick around a little bit. Even though it's true you're not going to be present during the Iker Zman, but you're sleeping, you're coming back to sleep in the house, and you're not abandoning the candle. To light and to run away is not necessarily such a good idea. Maybe I was wrong. I said, better light a little bit early, light after plag mincha, which is 3:29, and stick around. You buy the candles. It's already, since you're allowed to light, you can't say it's not a bracha levatala. You're allowed to make a bracha, so you're not running away. You're giving chashivas to the Ner Chanukah by sticking around for half an hour. And even though you're not going to be present when it's going to be the Iker Zman, because you have to go away, no, so it doesn't matter. It's no worse than if you're at work and you tell your wife to light for you, so you're not home. But do that better to light early than to light Bizman and run away. Better have the opportunity to be around at home when the candles are being lit after Plag HaMincha, which is certainly already called a degree of the Zman, than to light when it's and light and run away. So that's what he did. He told me, I said to me, I would really, you know, first of the Hanukkah, I would skip the concert. I'll come late, yeah. But my wife would kill me. My wife really wants to go to the concert. Oh, so then I said to him, I said, wait a minute, what are all the musicians doing? What? They have to be there even earlier.
Maybe your wife is a violinist.
Outside on the street as you're walking by and say, you know, it's Hanukkah, and there's some kind of a...
No. You have to make a bracha, you have to your own hadlaka. Right, ner ish ubeisai. No, that's not the
and
mitzvah.
Like
no. The mitzvah is ner ish ubeisai. The bracha she'os and nisim comes after the bracha lahalik ner shel Hanukkah. Looking and saying, wow, how beautiful it is. Mika Amcha Yisrael only begins after you mekayim the Iker Mitzvah of Lahalik Ner Shel Chanukah. That's another issue. If you're at work, okay, there's another issue. If you're at work, that's a separate issue. Let's say you're in the office the whole night. And you want to eat dinner. You want to eat and you're coming home 12 o'clock at night. You call up your wife, you say, I'm not coming home tonight, you light. When you light, you're lighting, I'm mekayim the mitzvah. You only mekayim when your wife lights only one half of the mitzvah. You mekayim lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. But you have to look out of the window. You have to see someone else's Chanukah menorah somewhere. You got to go find it out of the window. Someone else's Chanukah menorah. And when you look at those neros, you make the bracha. She also nisim lavoseinu bayinimim. Your wife cannot be moitzi you in that bracha. She can be moitzi you only if you're standing in front of her and you answer amen. But from a distance, she cannot be moitzi you with the bracha. She also nisim. You say over the phone, maybe it's a bedievet. It's over the phone. It's a very chishto over the phone. You have to say, you have to see it, and you have to answer amen. So she can make the bracha, lahalik ner, and do the actual hadlaka. You look out of the window, and you make the bracha, sh'asanisim, and then you're good to go. Then you can eat. You're good to eat.
You can see the person.
No. It's electronic. It's electronic that you
know, it's on time vision.
No. You have to see a real Chanukah menorah to make the bracha she'asa nisim. La v'seinu bayim. No. If you are planning to make your own hadlaka, you do not make a bracha she'asa nisim on someone else's Chanukah menorah. The only time you make a she'asa nisim on someone else's Chanukah menorah is if you are not going to light a menorah. You're not lighting. Your wife is lighting for you. If you are going to light the menorah yourself, then you do not make a bracha she'asa. You wait until you light your own menorah. Okay, so to review. If you're going away, there are two, you make a bracha on the menorah and it has to be your bias. If you are a guest, let's say you're going away for Shabbos. I'm going away for Shabbos, you're going to your children for Shabbos and you're going to eat, you're going to sleep there. So you light with them. You light to the same time that they light, you light. There are two ways to mekayim the mitzvah. Either you can let them light and you're going to stand there and watch and answer amen to all the brachas and you give them a pruta and you become part of them. just need to give them a small amount of money, a small tenth or whatever, sputa in your shutif. Someone has said that if the balabais adds a little bit more oil in your honor, I only normally add the oil until this point, but because you're here today, we're going to overflow. We're going to put some more oil and let the oil overflow. In your honor, that should be your oil, your yoytze. It's better, it's more ideal to do it yourself. Don't give them the pruta. Don't give them the pruta. Don't let them add more oil. And take for yourself tea lights or a makeshift menorah and light together with them. That's where you're going to eat and sleep with them, very common over Shabbos. And if they come to you as well, let's say you're only going for a Hanukkah party, so the best thing to do is, if you can, is to light at home bizman, stick around for a half an hour, and then go to the party and come home and go to sleep. If you can't stick around, you can. If you can at least, at very least, light bizman, light and then run away. If you can't do that, light early, light before plag, after plag mincha, 3:29. You already can light, but make sure there's enough oil to go for 2 hours till 5:30. If you did none of the above, I did not light early, and now I find myself at a Hanukkah party. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat. What can you do? What you can do if you're really hungry, you're not coming till later, is to light right there and then. To take out a menorah, light in their home, but if you're going to light in their home, you have to make it into their home. Into your home. How are you going to make it into your home? You have to have a real seudah. You can't go, okay, I'm going to come home at 12 o'clock at night, you know what? I'm going to light here, I'm on a diet, I'm not eating any donuts, I'll just nibble on something. I'll take a cup of water. Even that you can't do it. You can't do that. You can't. You're really stuck. You have to go and make it into your bias by if you want to eat. You have to make it into your bias by eating a meal. That's what
about the people flying?
So if you're not, you're flying. You're gonna be traveling the entire night.
Yes.
You make your wife lights for you.
Flying with your wife.
What? Flying with your wife, you make a shliach. Oh, so here's the answer. The answer is, there are multiple things that you should do. Number one is, you should appoint a shliach, someone should go to your house. Shocking thing to say this, but that's what you should do. You should send someone to your house. Okay, it's your bias. I'm not joking. You send someone to give the keys, give the combination, give all the bank accounts, all the credit cards. Okay? Sign away your life. They should go into your home and they should light a menorah in your home and make sure they stick around to make sure that it goes out. They blow it out.
No,
should...
at the house,
okay, appoint an agent to go into your home and to light on your behalf. Now, here's the problem. This is very not so simple. When they do that, do they make a bracha? Do they make a bracha when they light on your behalf? So they certainly do not. If they, the ideal thing is, they should do it together with their own lighting. They should go. They should light in their home and make a bracha, all the brachas, immediately without any delay. Go into your home and then light for you without making a second bracha. You yotze with their bracha because the bracha they made in their own home also counts for you, and they lit in your home because now if you cannot do that. You can't give a pruta to someone. That's not going to help you because it's not your bias. It's to go to give someone a pruta. I'm flying. I'm going to be in the sky. I'm going to give someone a pruta that my next door neighbor, when they light, should be yotze. It's ridiculous. You're not yotze because it's not your bias. It's his bias. You're not sleeping there. You're not eating there. This concept of making someone a shliach is making a shliach to light in your bias. Or you're sleeping in this house tonight, so you're part of you. This is not becoming your bias. If giving a pruta to your neighbor that when he lights, you should be a partner with him, doesn't help you at all because his bias is not your bias.
What about if your wife is home?
Definitely, she lights.
What about,
she lights. What?
But
when you
see,
if you will not see anything, there's nothing you can do. Oinis, there's not always a solution. Oinis Rachmana Patre.
Electric doesn't work.
So they say, what they say is you should take with you on the plane a flashlight. That they'll let you do. A flashlight. Okay, preferably if you can get a hold of the old-fashioned incandescent bulbs with a little filament. They probably still sell them online.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, in the stores it's hard to find them. Maybe in the 99 cent store, if you're lucky, you can find one of these things. Online, you can probably get the old-fashioned flashlight that has an incandescent bulb and a battery, the old-fashioned Duracell big fat batteries. And you're on the plane, you turn on the flashlight, only one air, you only need one air. You don't need a Shamus, you don't need more water, and you turn on the flashlight, L'shem Mitzvahs Chanukah. Without a bracha. Without a bracha. Without a bracha. No bracha. L'shem, a flashlight, it's contained, the oil, the wick, the fuel is there, everything is there. You make a bracha, L'shem Mitzvahs, you say L'shem is Chanukah, and you can do that after you've already told someone to go into your home and to light the menorah for you. Does he make a bracha? I think if he already lit, he already made all the brachas, and now you're asking him, do me a favor, go to my home and light. The halacha l'maisa, no, that's LED. That's an LED. It's a cell phone. LED, no, LED is not going to help you. LED is not a kosher halacha according to the vast majority of poskim, because there's no wick and there's no psila, there's no.
You have to go to somebody else.
Sounds like it's manaset. You light candles, let's say 4:09 this coming Friday. So when should you uncinder the Ner Hanukkah?
What, 4:09. How long should the candles go for?
Yeah, when should you start to light the candles?
You're allowed to light 3:29. Approximately 3:29. Candle lighting is normally either 18 or 20 minutes before sunset. Now you're really allowed to light candles for Shabbos. Also, plag hamincha. Let's assume is let's say 50 minutes before sunset. Candle lighting. The tradition is in Chutz Liaretz, you light candles 18 minutes before sunset. In Yerushalayim, the minhag is to light candles 40 minutes before sunset. If you're a guest in Yerushalayim, that's the minhag Yerushalayim. Everyone of you who lives in Yerushalayim, the minhag is to light candles 40 minutes before sunset. Maybe the tourists who don't know, they don't know this, so they lie in the hotel, they light 18 minutes before sunset. But that's the minhag in Yerushalayim. But Nick, when is the earliest time you can light candles for Shabbos with a bracha? Really, Meikar Hadin, it's Plag Mincha, which is an hour and 15 minutes before Halak, shows Zemanios, before sunset, which translates now, at this time of day, when it's very, very short, approximately 50, maybe a little bit more, 55 minutes before sunset. That's the earliest time when you can light your Hanukkah candles with a bracha. So this Friday, Mirtz Hashem, approximately at 3:30, you can already light Hanukkah candles with a bracha, but you must make sure there is enough fuel in your Hanukkah menorah to safely, safety first, to go until a half an hour after Tzeis HaKachavim. What exactly is called Tzeis HaKachavim? That's a good question. So let's assume from the time the sun sets, Tzeis HaKachavim L'chumra is 50 minutes. A chumra according to Rav Moshe, 50 minutes. Another half an hour would be 80 minutes. So 80 minutes is an hour and 20 minutes after sunset. So if you're going to light, let's say an hour, make believe you're going to light the biggest chumra. You're going to light Plag Mincha is an hour before sunset. That's 2 hours and 20 minutes. The candles really have the 2 hours. The candles have to be lit.
The exact time for Friday is 3:29 is plug. The earliest Seis is 5:13
is Seis, so and then an hour and 40 minutes. Friday, that's only if you're lighting at 3:29.
Right,
but you can light until the very last minute also. You can light a minute before sunset. What do you light first, Shabbos candles or Hanukkah candles? Hanukkah candles. Because when you light Shabbos candles, that's Kabbalah Shabbos. Once Shabbos has begun, it's Chil Shabbos. You're not allowed. Let's say you made a mistake and you already lit Shabbos candles. Oh, I forgot it's Hanukkah, so what do you do then? You call a guy. If you were already Mekabel Shabbos, men are usually not Mekabel Shabbos with candle lighting. Men, women are. So if a woman who's alone and she's lighting, she forgot, she made a mistake, she lit Shabbos candles, and then she realized that she made a mistake now and she did not light the Hanukkah menorah, she should call a guy or a Jew, anyone. Anyone can light light, and let them light, and she makes the bracha. Okay, get a Jew. So a Jew that's not your Mekabel Shabbos, you bring him into the house, he will light the candles for her without a bracha, and she will light all those Hanukkah candles, she'll then make the bracha. Okay, so that is the solution that I have. What? Yes, she tells him to light. Yes, she tells him, you light. Yes, yes. Now, she daven mincha first, yes, no shall erev Shabbos. There's the machloikis. What's the problem? Why is it ideal to daven mincha early this Friday? Because when you light Hanukkah candles, are you lighting for the following day or the previous day? You're lighting for the next day. So if you're going to light for Shabbos, so you've got in mincha, where you're going back in time. What is this? This is science fiction. Science fiction. You're lighting Hanukkah candles. The Hanukkah candles are lechvod Shabbos. It's the next day, and now I'm going backwards. I'm lighting mincha for Friday. So that's why it's ideal if you can to daven mincha early on Shabbos erev Hanukkah.
I don't understand something.
Same issue. You're not supposed. That's right. It's not proper. It's not proper. You're right. It's the same exact issue. B'diavad, it's okay. B'diavad, halacha is not bound. Halacha is not bound to these rules. Many people they don't have this option. So it's not. It's kosher. If you don't have this problem, it's not a big deal. So if you light Hanukkah candles for Shabbos, and then you go and you'll die a mincha, it's okay, you can do it. You can do it the whole week also. It's fine. But l'chadchila, if you can, we take note of the fact that it's a bit of a contradiction, and the ideal thing would be is to first have in mincha, which is the day is over, and now we look to the next day, we let the Hanukkah candles in honor of the following day of Shabbos, and then there's halakas. You like Mitzvah Shabbos, what do you do first? Mitzvah Shabbos, so at home, the custom is normally first make Havdalah. That's the common minhag. Some do Fakeret. But the common minhag is first Havdalah, and then you like Hanukkah candles. Why? Because Havdalah is the end of Shabbos. Same idea. It's the same idea. End of Shabbos comes first, and then you light the candles for the next day. In Shul, it's the opposite. In Shul, you light Hanukkah candles first, and then you light, and then you light, then you do Havdalah. Shul is different, not for now. Let me just end up with the drushes. I want to let you tell you one little dvar gadol in honor of Hanukkah. Okay, this I think very quickly. We learned 2 days ago the difference between the Ashkenazim and the Sun. This is what really is in honor of David. David Rachamon. Correct? David Jalal Rachamon. How do you pronounce the last name? And I can't pronounce that. No, the other one. How you spell it? I can't pronounce it. Okay, this is in honor of a Sfaradi. Okay, the Sfaradi, right? Yeah. Right? So, also Ashkenazim. We're all Ashkenazim. You're outnumbered. We're not racist, Chas V'Shalom, but you're outnumbered. You're a minority. Join the club, okay? We're all minorities to some degree. But okay, so here's a Vard in your honor, because you're the only Sfaradi here. Everyone, what does it say in the Gemara? The Gemara says a short Vard. What does it say in the Gemara? There are three madregot, three levels of the Kim HaMitzvah HaLokas Ner Chanukah. What's the first madrega? Ner Ish Ubeisai. That's the basics. That's
what does it mean?
Ground zero. Ner Ish Ubeisai. One Ner for the whole bias. 20 children? How many Neros? One Ner. No Shamis, no Ner L'chol Davar L'Echad V'Echad, one Ner. What's Mahadrin? Mahadrin, like food, kosher, if you go on the airplane, is it Mahadrin? What's Mahadrin? What's the difference? What's Mahadrin?
I didn't change it.
I asked the students. I don't want to know if this is Mahadrin. I want to know, is this Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin? Get off the plane. Okay. Question. Then there is Mahadrin. What is Mahadrin, Rabbi Isai? What is Mahadrin? Ner l'chol echad v'echad. If you have 20 children, everyone gets their own ner every single night. On the 8th night of Hanukkah, everyone is lighting one. You have 20 children, so the 21.
Maybe there is no Sharon Bayit in this case. I have to.
Okay, Mahadrin is what? Mahadrin is everyone in the bias lights one ner every single night. No Shamis, no nothing, just one ner. Then there's something called Mahadrin. The Gemara goes, Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. Oh, hey, watch out. Make sure you don't get into trouble with that one. What is that? Where everyone light, everyone in the bias knows. So what is halachos? It's machlekes. It's machlekes. We learned this 2 days ago. Ashkenaz versus Sfarad. The Ashkenazim interpreted, I shouldn't say that, there's a machlokes in the Mechaber and the Ramah, the machlokes Rishonim. It goes back to the machlokes in the Gemara, when the Gemara makes this different, some Rishonim say this means, keep on building. Keep on building. Mahadrin was everyone in the bayis lights one air. So Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, what all of us do, every one of your children lights multiple candles corresponding to the day of the day of Hanukkah. On the eighth day of Hanukkah, every one of your 20 children is going to light 8 candles. On the third day of Hanukkah, every one of your 20 children is going to light 3 candles. That's how some of the Rishonim learn Pshat in the Gemara, and that's what the Ramah says you should do, Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. But the Mechaber disagrees. The Mechaber follows a list of other Rishonim who interpret the Gemara differently. When it says now Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin means not that we continue where we left off, we go backwards. The only one person lights Chanukah candles in the home. And who is that? The Rosh Habayis. And how many candles does he light? Corresponding to the number of days. If it's the 8th day of Hanukkah, so he lights 8 candles, 7 days, but only one person lights. So here is my question to you. How could it possibly be the Sfardim, the Mechaber, the Rishonim that say this, what are they saying? They're learning this to be the Pshat in the Gemara. That Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin is going to be denying the whole issue basically. Look at a regular family. One year they start off, they get off the boat, we don't have parnasa. My children, I only can afford one candle. Imagine, you know, the movie, the Hanukkah movie scene. First year, my children, I only can afford one candle this year. Okay, next year, gets a job. Baruch Hashem, I can provide more this year for you, my children. So we're going to do this year, Mahadrin. Everyone, the bayis, gets a candle. Every night of Hanukkah. The children are so happy, they go to the yeshiva, they tell all their friends, you know what happened? Our father, he put everyone got a candle, everyone lit a candle in the bayis. The children are so excited, unbelievable. We upgraded from the basic halach to Mahadrin. It comes the next year, the father takes his children and says, my children, this year, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do Mahadrin. Mina Mahadrin. I'm going to make you into Kanoim. I'm going to make you into Charid. Mahadrin. Mina Mahadrin. And what's going to happen? They're all so excited. What happens? You're not kidding. No one's lighting here. I'm the only one that's going to light. I'm going to light 1, 2, 3, 4 corresponding to the nights of Hanukkah. The children are so disappointed. How could this be? How could this be? Last year, when we were Makayim Mahadrin, we got to do something. I got to light my own candle. I had what to brag about. I had what to show off. I had my own Chanukiah. My own Chanukiah. One candle Chanukiah. This year, you're telling me to keep the Chanukiah in the closet? Because this year we're going to do better? We're going to do Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin? So you're going to deny each of your children the ability to light the one candle? It's illogical. Isn't it the Gokasha? How can it be that according to the Mechaber, according to those who show him, according to the Sephoradim, Ad Hayyim Hazeh, your family, you just light for yourself and no one else gets to light. But if you would downgrade to Mahadrin, everyone gets to light. You're going to take away the candle from your Bnei Bayis? That's not fair. That's not fair. What's the Pshat? So here's the Pshat. There's a lot of Musar. And the Musar is, when everyone lights one candle, no, everyone lights. What is Mahadrin and a Mahadrin? It means you're moisif for hoylach. It's very common today, we live in the generation, the new generation, it's the Mitzvah. You got to do better than your parents. Your parents were schmazels. They only had a jalopy. I have a Lexus. And your children have a Tesla. You know, they're going to outdo you. And your great-grandchildren, hovercraft, flying. Maybe somewhere in between there'll be a driverless car, but someone's going to eventually down the line, they're going to outdo you, and they're going to have a flying car, and they're going to look back at the Zeta as a barbarian. He only had a Tesla. Ah, Tesla goes on the ground. What kind of Zeta was he? He was from the dinosaurs. Yeah. You always got to be moisef. The whole derech in life is to be moisef for hoylech. In Yadus, it may be true in Gashmias, you're moisif for hoylach. in religious, in ruchnius, it's very dangerous when you think you're better than your parents. When you're moisif ha'olach. As Chanukah goes on, oh, second day Chanukah, two candles, two. Moisif ha'olach. Who's going to, the children, your children, they're going to be moisif ha'olach. They don't know ben yimin l'smol. If you want to be mahader and upgrade from mahadrin to mahadrin, mina mahadrin, the part of the beauty, the yoifi, now hear it out, the yoifi of mahadrin, mina mahadrin, is to relinquish, is to surrender, is to let go. Father, you teach me how to be moisif v'hoylech. I'm not better than you. It's not my place, a youngster, to be moisif v'hoylech. The covenant of moisif v'hoylech is a very profound concept. For the next generation to relinquish, that's right, you have to be the one that guides us in being moisif v'hoylech. Hagufa is the greatest mahadrin min ha-mahadrin. It's one thing. No, we're mahadrin. We're all the same. Okay, you lit, my tata lit, my zayda, my elder zayda, everyone, I do the zel bazach. I light one candle. But now, to enter into a new realm of this generation is going to be better in ruchnius, moisif, more than the previous generation. The youngsters have to say, we need a teacher for this. We need to look up to the Rosh Habayis to guide us in the principle of being moisif. Sfaradim got it right. The Sfaradim really got it right. They have the respect. The Sfaradim, they have respect. Your children, they kiss your hands Friday night? Your children? David, wake up. Your children, they kiss your hand?
What?
They kiss your hand Friday night? Your children?
Usually.
Okay, the Ashkenazim, they kiss. They don't have their respect. The Chacham, they have respect. When you Moisef...
Kiss it up there. Not by hands.
When you Moisef or Hoylech, you relinquish. You relinquish. Okay, we're going to stop here. Take down Mincha. We have Mincha.
Mincha. On Friday. On Friday, we can't go in Mincha at 12:10.